Did she make the kind that she put sugar on the outside?
Yeah, we dipped the sugar.
Made out of sort of like a cake? Mm-hmm. Or were they those big old fluffy ones?
Well, no, they wasn't the fluffy kind. The ones that we used to make was fairly solid, mm-hmm. you know. And it was pretty good when they fresh. I tell you. We'd wait, we'd butcher and then get fresh lard, you know.
Oh, boy.
That'd be the first thing we'd do is make a batch of donuts.
While you were rending the lard?
Yeah, if we get lard, fresh lard, you know, and they'd make them things and they'd flop in there and then you'd cook one side of them and turn them over and they'd cook the other. And we'd dip them in sugar or powdered sugar and it was pretty good eating.
Think you could eat all day, huh?
That's
Butchering day was a pretty big day, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. We used to butcher 5 or 6 hogs at a time and take Dad a week to work that meat.
Goodness. What cuts would you get from a hog?
Well, you get the sides, the hams, shoulders, and Joel bacon. Backbone or pork chops, depending on which way you cut it out. And then your ribs. I expect that just about.
What did you do with the sides?
We make them into bacon.
That's salt them and smoke
yeah,
them?
Yeah, salt them down there. We sugar cured, cracked all of our meat.
Hmm.
It was really good.
How do you do that?
Well, you take a mixture of brown sugar and black pepper and cayenne pepper. Did I say salt? And salt.
Mm-hmm.
You make a mixture of that, and you take your meat, you let it dry or let it cool out good, and then you let lay overnight. Then you take this preparation and rub it in good. Just rub it real hard. All it would stand, all you can rub on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrap it in brown paper and leave it to cure that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that would draw or as much of the blood and moisture out of your meat as you could and preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good eating.
Oh boy.
That's the only way we had cured meat. See, we'd have to butcher in the winter and spring.
Mm-hmm.
After last it's all summer and we've done it a lot in a month.
You didn't have wood around here to smoke, did you?
No, we didn't use the smoke gas.
Uh-huh. In the morning, did your mother ever make those cakes that she cooked on top of the stove, maybe about that big around?
Pancakes?
Yeah. What did you eat on those?
On them?
Yeah.
Oh, butter and jelly and molasses. Some kind of sweet syrup of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Did you have sorghum around here?
Yeah, we used to make sorghum.
That's quite a chore, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite a process.
You get that thing just right and it cooks and too hot and it burns.
Yeah, we had the sorghum mill between here and the road. We'd squeeze the juice and
blow
the sorghum.
My goodness. That's quite a difficult job to get the cane just right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've never seen it done. But
quite a chore, yeah. You run that through and you have a whole barrel of juice and boil it down. You don't have too much lashes left. We had a neighbor who's pretty good. Lived over on that place where Bill's farming now. He lived there 25 years. He was pretty good help. He liked to. I bought an old mill in the vat. We made sour. Had more fun than anything else.
When your mother cooked, what did she put in the bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And did she make her own or?
Yeah, they usually kept back the starter. Starter of yeast. Oh, they bought some down then, but usually they'd save back a little and sweeten it up to where it's lively. And when they got ready to go again, well, they'd mix a little with her and she'd take off, self-rising.